It's hard to imagine it happened mostly by accident. 8 books and a 10-year television series, all based on one young pioneer girl's memories of growing up. The stories were written here, and people from around the world still come to visit. It's today's feature on The American Countryside.
Get your auction voice ready. Ready to bid on a Tempty Super Hopper grain trailer at the Farm Progress Show. You can also bid on an Encirca Pro Level package, a Thunder Power Tarp, a VIP trip to the 2018 Commodity Classic, and more. Bid online or in person at the DuPont Pioneer booth. The auction starts Thursday, August 31st at 1 p.m. Central. Proceeds go to the National FFA Foundation and state FFA associations. Register to bid at pioneer.com/chrome. That's pioneer.com/QROME.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight.
Most Americans have heard the name Laura Ingalls Wilder. The popular books and television show, Little House on the Prairie, made her stories well known to children and adults. Jean Cody says it was somewhat by accident that Ms. Wilder ever began writing about her childhood memories.
She was asked by the Farmers Association to give a speech, and she couldn't make the appointment, so she sent a written form.
The group really liked the written story and asked if she could write more about her life. And in 1932, at the age of 65, her first book was published.
Youngsters really enjoyed them, and teachers saw the historical value, and they were well written.
Soon, Laura Ingalls Wilder's books were not only relating her pioneer story to Americans, but to vast audiences abroad. Today, there are multiple volumes in the Little House series. That was not the original plan, though.
At first, she could just call them her little books. She was only going to write one, and then it turned out it was too much for one. So it was a series of 8 that began when she was a very little girl and went to when she was married.
Later, a television show, Little House on the Prairie, ran from 1974 to 1984. The books are still some of the most popular among children.
The family that she represents in her books, and I'm sure it's a good representation, they love each other, they take care of each other, they work together. There's a sweetness about it that comes through in the books, and everybody feels better after they've read the book.
Laura Ingalls Wilder did all of her writing here. She died in 1957 at the age of 90. Traveling the countryside in Mansfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.